Episode number 8 of the Whisper True Stories podcast. My name is Kit, and if you are a first-time listener, hi there. Thank you for joining me. Oh, you look a little confused. Sorry about that. Well, I'll tell you something. You are not the first person to have a confused look on your face. But, hey, you clicked the button. No worries, all of you first-time listeners. I'm going to help you out and totally erase any confusion by telling you exactly what this podcast is all about. This is a podcast which tells stories of true crime, weird disappearances, wild adventures, strange places, spooky things, funny things, and stories that people ask me to tell. But here's the kicker, spoken entirely in whisper, and every story is a true story. Now, if you are a returning listener, hello again. All of my stray cats and pretty kitties. It makes me so happy to have you here. And I want you to know that I mean that with all of my heart. Meow. Thank you so much. I am now going to take one moment to say something that is really important. So, pay attention. Please, do not listen to this podcast if you are driving, because sometimes whisper talk can be hypnotic, and I do not want you to drift into a trance, drive off the road, and end up in some horrible crash. You can always listen later when you are not behind the wheel of a moving vehicle. I am very serious about this. It's better to be safe rather than painfully injured or even worse. So, if you are driving right now, pretty please turn this podcast off. And thank you so much for doing that. Next, I am going to give a short warning to everyone in regard to our featured story. This will be the story of an unsolved disappearance from 1958. Specifically, the case of a U.S. Army officer who literally vanished without a trace. Listeners, if you think that any aspect of this topic might cause you to have a negative emotional reaction, then you might want to skip this episode. So, don't say I didn't warn you. I don't want anyone to be upset. Finally, I do not recommend this episode for children because it may possibly be too frightening or upsetting for young ears. So, if any little sponges are nearby, I suggest that you either turn this podcast off and listen at a later time, or put on your headphones or earbuds. $50. Would you like to promote your product, service, business, or event on this podcast? I think you should, because according to independent research, advertising on a podcast is not only cost effective, but a high percentage of listeners will make a purchase as a direct result of an advertisement that they heard on a podcast. So, if you have anything that you would like to advertise, just send me an email at whisperedtruestories@gmail.com. Make an offer. See what we can do. Okay, I told you it would be a quick announcement. You'll only hear the truth on Whispered True Stories. So, that's all you really need to know about this show. And now, with all of that having been said, I will move on to our featured story. Our story begins in Fort Ord, California, 60 years ago. Paul Byron Wipke was the very model of a nearly perfect Army lieutenant in the 1950s. The 26-year-old was smart, brave, serious, and disciplined. He was described in an article in the New York Times as an all-American young man and a superior officer. In other words, he was definitely not someone that you would imagine ending up in almost a real-life version of an episode of The Twilight Zone. Since this is a podcast that is mostly about mysterious things, you may have already guessed that this is exactly what happened. In the year 1958, Lieutenant Wipke was an aviator and a company commander. He was stationed at Fort Ord in California. On July 10th, 1958, he told some friends on the base that he was going into town, quote, to get a drink, unquote. Instead, he drove to Mojave, hundreds of miles away, and checked into a motel. The next day, he bought 14 gallons or 52 liters of gasoline. After that, he was never heard from again. 5 weeks later, Wipke's car was found in a bleak and isolated area of Death Valley, about 400 miles or 683 kilometers from Fort Ord. Car appeared to be in perfect order, containing the missing man's suitcase, dog tags, and other personal belongings. There was nothing indicating what might have happened to Wipke. In addition, his bank accounts had not been touched during the week before he disappeared, nor have they been used since. The Army listed Wipke as absent without leave, and then as a deserter. His superiors were surprisingly uncurious about what had happened to this highly promising young man. According to the FBI, the Army made an extremely minimal investigation about the disappearance, apparently believing that he would eventually return. And was that until the spring of 1982, when the Army Board for Correction of Military Records held a 3-day hearing into Wipke's disappearance. The board concluded that, quote, his unauthorized absence is excused as unavoidable, and that his death was incurred in the line of duty, not due to misconduct, unquote. The board also made a determination that Wipke died the day after he vanished, stating that, quote, he may have wandered out into the desert and collapsed under the extreme heat, and that the shifting sands have made his body impossible to find and recover, unquote. The Army Adjutant General's office then issued a certificate of honorable service, and as far as the Army was concerned, that was everything that anyone needed to know. But that was not enough for Wipke's brother, Carl, who was an Army veteran himself. He was convinced from the start that the military knew more about Paul's disappearance than they were willing to say. His suspicions were first alerted when, only one day after his brother vanished, he learned that officers were already packing up Paul's belongings for shipment home. According to Carl, this meant, quote, they must have known he wasn't coming back, or they would have waited before writing him off, unquote. In addition, Carl was of the opinion that members of the Army drove Paul's car into the desert shortly after the lieutenant disappeared and left it there to disguise the real facts of the case from any serious investigation led by police, the FBI, or the military. According to Carl, in a 1983 interview, quote, the government knows what happened to my brother. There are so many questions still unanswered, unquote. Carl Wipke made it his life's work to find the truth about his brother's disappearance. In June 1977, Carl sought information from the FBI under a request he made through the Freedom of Information Act. His request went unanswered until 1978, when he was informed that the FBI had destroyed all of their files on the Wipke case in December 1977. Nevertheless, Carl accumulated thousands of government documents, as well as many sympathetic allies in Congress and the military. But all of these efforts just took him down one twisted trail after another. Carl claimed to have discovered that Paul was directly involved in 5 atomic bomb test explosions in Nevada. He believed that Paul had been exposed to dangerous levels of radiation and may have discovered that the Army was conducting experiments on human beings that were both secret and illegal. Although the Army confirmed that Lieutenant Wipke was assigned to temporary duty at Camp Desert Rock dentures. Wiebke was interviewed by Army intelligence agents following each of his visits to Nevada. According to an officer who was also a friend, these interviews always left Wiebke, quote, nervous and uptight, and he would become suspiciously silent to others when the agents were mentioned or appeared on the scene at the airfield or the officers' club, unquote. Carl Wiebke believed that Paul might have been sent on secret missions by the military, such as flying over Russia, but was shot down, or possibly that he died as a result of Army testing of nerve gas or atomic weapons, or that his discovery of the military's use of human guinea pigs led him to be murdered. And just to make things even stranger, Carl also learned that his brother might have used a false name, Paul B. Whipper, for reasons unknown. Some researchers even believe that he might have faked his own death and ran off to permanently escape the clutches of the military. Sadly, the truth about Paul Wiebke remains unsolved up to the present day. So, listeners, what do you think happened? What a strange, bizarre disappearance. Do you think that the military, or possibly some other branch of the government, was involved? Perhaps it was something totally different than the theories of Paul's brother Carl. Maybe it was a kidnapping or an abduction gone wrong. Maybe it was a plain vanilla murder by someone, like an angry ex-girlfriend, or a killing over something like a gambling debt, possibly owed to the mob. All of this, of course, is just speculation. I have no idea. Who knows? Your guess is as good as mine. Perhaps the truth is locked in some forgotten government file cabinet somewhere. Listeners, do you have any thoughts? If you do, you can email them to whispertruestories@gmail.com. But take care to type that as all one word. There are no hyphens, dashes, or underscores. On a future episode, I will share the thoughts and comments that have been sent regarding the stories that have been featured on the podcast so far. If you don't want your name used, or if you would like to use an alias, just let me know. And listeners, if you have any suggestions for possible cases or topics, please feel free to email them to me. I really want to hear any ideas that you may have. Also, in addition to email, you can also follow and comment on Twitter at the handle @WhisperTrue. Once again, one word, @WhisperTrue. Finally, if you like the podcast, including the subscribe. Hopefully, there will be a new episode every 2 weeks. Well, that's my goal at least. Keep me in your prayers. Hey, maybe that's what I need to keep on track. And listeners, please stay tuned after the episode to hear about a couple of great podcasts that you might want to try. So, with all of that having been said, this episode has now reached the end. And until next time, my name is Kit, and I will leave you now with this thought. There are mysteries which we can only guess at, and which, age by age, we may solve only in part.
Close your eyes and imagine a room.
There's a secret door.
A staircase that descends into darkness.
A room filled with terrible wonders.
It is a library of mysteries, a catalog of terrors. Join us bi-weekly down the hidden staircase for stories and cases you probably haven't heard of. You can find the hidden staircase on iTunes, Spotify, or any podcatcher. Don't forget to lock your doors and hold tight to your flashlight.
That's horrible.
That's true.
So strange.
Usually.
I can't imagine what that's like.
Do you want to?
That could never happen to me.
It might.
Lock him away. He's pure evil. Or insane.
Or human. My name's Kate. I have worked as a forensic psychologist, as well as in prisons and as a crisis clinician. My job was to figure out who gets locked up and who gets a key. To find the humanity in inhumane situations. So, are you sure you really want to know?
Yeah, maybe.
Because by the end of the episodes, you just might end up thinking...
I felt better before I knew that.
You can find me at IWB Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, sometimes Instagram, or you can email me at iwbpodcast@gmail.com.